mentioned the two cases who are pending and the status of them. I'd like to stress that the Refugee Affairs Bureau is actively pushing for processing these applications. These two cases are different in nature, and the reasons for seeking refuge are all different, so we are still proceeding the case. During the course of time when the cases are pending, the asylum seekers can obtain assistance and support from the government, and they are guaranteed in their dignity. The second question you mentioned on defamation against a private person and against an official, and there is a differentiated treatment. According to our law, the defamation charge is normally a private charge. So normally it is up to self proceedings, and the lawsuit should be initiated by the person itself, himself or herself. But when the charge is made during the discharge of duties of an official, then this will be taken in charge by the public office. Just as Article 17 of the Covenant provided, the Macau SAR recognized that no one should be subject to attack of his personal honor. But for public officials, there is not only a personal private honor, but also the credibility of public office who is in line. So therefore, for defamation against public officials, we have such differentiated treatment. We will continue to listen to the opinions of all circles of the society, and we will continue to push for review and for study on this issue. As to Mr. Gomes' questions, follow-up questions. On judges hearing the cases of a national security law, I'd like to reiterate the provisions of our law. The procedure is that pre-appointment is made on cases that affect the purview of the national security law with regard to the unity and national security. As to Ms. Abdul's questions on Sky Eye, intercept of communication, how to establish an independent monitoring mechanism. Here, we can look at this from two aspects. One, in the Macau SAR, the relevant laws are already very clear in their provisions in the protection of privacy. For example, Sky Eye, the video, when they capture videos, according to the laws, 60 days after the video is made, it will be automatically deleted. As to interception of communication, those who are subjected to eavesdropping, the suspects can review the record made and the written record made on the eavesdropping, so that they will know what is retained. And in our Bill of Law on the interception and protection communication regime, we prepare to introduce that if there is misuse, remedies can be provided through seeking a judge's protection and complaint. In addition, we have also some monitoring mechanism that I already briefed you, but in the interest of time, I will not repeat right now. All in all, our mechanisms are in line with the covenant's provisions on the protection of privacy. And I should stress that since the handover to today, there is no single case involving illegal eavesdropping. As to questions raised by Mr. Furuya, I would like to invite Mr. Chen from the Labor Affairs Bureau. Thank you, Madam Chair.